Sleeping with Lions is an exhibit of new works by Star City Gallery owner Pat Winston. The paintings are inspired by her trip to Africa in October 2017, which included a five-day safari and another 5 days living on a preserve for endangered giraffes. The exhibit, which includes images of lions, cheetahs, hippos, rhinos, Cape buffalo, crocodiles, and even owls, runs through March 31st. Here to tell us about her adventures is Pat Winston. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So Africa, huh?
Loved it. Loved Africa. It was on my bucket list for a long time.
And it was time to do it.
Well, a girlfriend said, I'm going to go to Nairobi. Are you interested? I go, well, yeah. So there were five ladies we met at the Giraffe Manor. But first, I went on safari because I thought, I'm going halfway around the world.
You got to do a safari.
Let's take a little more time. So I signed up for the safari, which was my favorite part because I got to go out every day on safari, twice a day. And just see everything.
What's it like, though? I mean, you know, you see the images, you see people doing it. Is it as cool as it looks?
Absolutely. It's more than what you've seen. The whole thing is to get up close and personal and be safe. Yeah. And you're with Maasai tribal people on your vehicle, so they are the spotters. They can see or hear a lion about a mile away. And so they go that way or go this way, and then we go that way. I mean, they have this great insight.
So it's just intuitive. The whole thing.
Intuitive. And so you get as close. And these animals aren't afraid because they're used to the vehicles every now and then going by because we're not there to harm them.
Right.
So they're just lounging. Lions are everywhere. They're lounging around like King of the Jungle, right?
Yeah.
They have no fear.
I guess it's like, I imagine like my house cat, except, 10 times as big.
Yeah, they have no fear, and they're just lounging and rolling around and playing. Of course, at night is when they hunt, so, that's a whole different story.
But go out at night at all?
No, by dark we're in. But we got close, because they also want to show you a kill, if possible, because it's part of nature.
Sure.
But it didn't quite happen, almost. Yeah, you see everything, and it's very exciting. If anybody who likes adventure is the thing to do.
And now you said you spent some time on a giraffe preserve?
It's called the Giraffe Manor, and it's in Nairobi. It's a famous place, and these are Rothschild giraffes. They're a specific endangered, protected type of giraffe. And they live there. They've been there for years and years, I think maybe 50 years. It's an English manor. It's beautiful.
I think I've seen photos of people enjoying their lunch and then a giraffe just kind of peeks in the window.
Well, the giraffes put their head in your bedroom in the morning. The windows are open. There's no mosquitoes or anything. Everybody worries about these things. I didn't see one mosquito, I swear. And they stick their head in the bedroom and just...
They're like, hey,
you're
girl.
Going, oh, my God. Two heads looking at me.
Like, good morning.
Every morning. Very fun.
How cool.
Yeah.
Now, what about your girlfriends? What adventure did you all have there together?
One of the persons that was with me was my husband's sister. So she met me at the Giraffe Manor, and she loved it. She was my roommate, and so she enjoyed it completely. And another lady had been there before, the one that invited me. She said, you got to come and go to the Giraffe Manor, and you'll love it. And it was really, really cool. And the Kenyan people that run it are fabulous.
Now, did you know that you would come back so inspired as to create so many works? Because you were there in October, and it's early 2018, and you're having a show.
I know. Well, I have been working nonstop for the last, 6 weeks. I didn't know that I would be so inspired, but this show is probably the most personal because I got to see everything, and it was very personal for me.
Yeah.
So every day, I told everybody at Star City, I'm not available for 2 weeks. Please don't call me because I'm going to be painting. And I've been loving this process completely. I lock myself up and I paint. So I've done 20 in the last month.
That's phenomenal.
I know. And every day I go, oh, but I didn't do this, or I didn't do this one, or I want to do that one again. Here's another image of a giraffe or an elephant or whatever. So some of them I've done more than once.
Oh, so question in regards to that. When do you know that you are done with a painting? Because I know it's so easy to just, oh, but I miss this, or but I miss that. How do you contain yourself? Or when do you say, it's time to start a new painting because I'm done with this one?
It just feels right. I think I just know by this time, it just feels right. And most of these paintings that I've been doing, and another part of the excitement is I'm working on plexiglass, which is my new medium. Acrylic on plexi, it's so fun because you can paint on both sides. Or you can put collage on one side and paint on the other. And so I've been doing layering techniques. And very, very cool. Now, so it's just exciting.
Question on the user side. How do you hang a work like that?
A wood frame. And that's it.
So it floats, I imagine?
It's just in a wood frame like an oil painting. That's it. Yeah. Just like an oil painting.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to come and see.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then a few watercolors I added in the mix because everybody knows that I'm a watercolor painter. So
you started with watercolors and then went over to acrylics?
Well, most people in El Paso know that I'm a watercolor painter, but I've been doing acrylics also for a long, long time. And plexiglass is my latest fad that I'm just having a kick with.
So much fun. Decided to? Or?
Yeah, so I got all this plexi, and I go to the glass place. I go, cut me 12 8x10s, and then I went back a week later. I need 12 more.
Seriously?
And how do I pay this guy? A six-pack of beer.
Oh, so easy.
It's
a barter system.
It's a barter system.
It works well.
So it works out well. So he says, yeah, sure, bring me more plexi. Takes him 10 minutes.
Do you have a favorite animal? I mean, do you have an experience that stuck out to you?
Well, no. I love them all. I was most inspired by the cheetah just because they're so beautiful and sleek.
Yeah.
They also lay around everywhere because they have no fear. They're the fastest mammal on the planet.
They're going to win.
Who cares?
Right.
Nothing can get me.
Right.
And they are beautiful. And they're just sitting there and they're regal. They're very regal and very lean. And they say that when they run, it's like a blur. You can't even see them. They go so fast.
Did you get to catch any of them in action?
No. They're lounging
around.
They're like, I'm here. They walk right by us, you know, go. Okay.
Like, all right.
Yeah. But I had an up-close and personal relationship with an old lady elephant. Mm. There's an interview that was done, and the interviewer said that the elephant came towards me because my vibration was whatever. She didn't like it. She came really quickly. I'm going, oh, my God. She could kill me in a second. She was within, like, 2 feet. She was huge.
And what did you do?
The driver says, we got to go now. I said, oh, this is so cool. This is so cool. Her eyes were glaring at me like, I don't like your vibe. And I thought, oh, no. What did I do?
Well, you're here. So she didn't get you. That's the good news.
Yeah. But I guess I like excitement. So that was part of it. And I named it Sleeping with Lions because my first night on safari, I'm in my tent alone. And what is outside of my room?
No.
Within 20 feet of my bed is a lion roaring. Started around midnight, and it went all night.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, lions eat at night. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm a little woman in a little tent.
It should be called not sleeping with lions because I didn't sleep after that. Roaring outside. And then the next morning I was told, he lives here. He lives here. Get used to it. He roams around and he sleeps outside of everybody's tent. And okay.
So was everybody else? I mean, I can't imagine.
No, he went from my room to the next tent the next night and the next tent the next night. Everybody experienced this.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was just part of the whole evening because aside from the lion roaring, there were thump, thump, thump on the roof. And I thought, what was that? Baboons were playing.
Oh, how fun.
Who knew? So in the morning, I got the report from my Maasai tribal guard, and he said, they're playing, and there were buffalo around you, and oh, my God, I think I was surrounded. I should have had my night vision goggles going, oh, my God, who's out there, you know?
Yeah, right.
I couldn't even get up out of my bed and going, oh, my God.
How many nights were you sleeping out there?
5 nights.
Wow. So every night was different, I imagine.
Well, like I said, the lion moved. This big old lion moved to the next tent after me. But, then it quieted down. But there was still activity at night all around. I mean, because they're roaming around, and this is their land, so they can go wherever they want.
Right. They're the bosses in that case.
Yeah. But for me, love and excitement, it was part of it. Yeah.
So what's your next adventure, pal?
Swimming with whale sharks.
Really?
Yeah.
In Mexico?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Are they the ones that are close to Holbox or that kind of
area? I think they're off
Oaxaca?
Cancun or somewhere around there. And, of course, Buddy's always invited to come, but he's not one for this as much as I am.
So you're the adventure thrillist.
Yes, I've taken him before. So we've gone to places, Galapagos and things like that, and he's a good sport, but... This is something that I really love.
This is your thing.
Yeah.
Tell us about what else you have going on at Star City. I mean, I know we talk about you. We've had a lot of the artists that record here and the different shows. And I mean, what you all are doing out there is just phenomenal.
And you've got to come. You've got to come see.
Yes.
You've got to come see the whole setup and see what we've got going on. We've got drum classes. We've got... I mean, I have to look at the calendar every week and go, now what? Wednesday night drum classes. Wait, I'm busy, but whatever, I might go. And Steve Smith, Bluegrass, is coming in next month. And then we just last Friday, we sold out with this Wooden Wire Bluegrass group.
I saw that.
We packed them in. We had 30 reserve seats. There was 130
that
came. And we just used every chair we had and every space we had, and it was great.
They were phenomenal. It's phenomenal what you all are doing.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about your opening, because you've got a party coming up.
It's a party. It's a noon party. Reception is Saturday, February 10, noon to 3:30. And open to the public. There'll be snacks. I'm going to come up with some African food, which I don't really know what that is, because I only ate true African food one night. Mm-hmm. But I will figure that out. And all of us drumming will be in African attire and just have fun with it.
It's going to be so
cool. Yeah.
And then the show is up till the 31st of March.
Yes.
And how do people come see it? Is it just open or do you make it?
They have to call us. So they could call me anytime, and they can call 915-240-5756 anytime to come see it, or go on Star City Studios website and call that number also.
And go ahead and get access. Recording artists are welcome. Visual artists are welcome. Drummers,
poets, writers, everything.
And if anybody's interested in doing something like that or a performance, do they contact you via the website as well?
Yeah, via the website. And Eric Bozeman, or one of our producers or managers, will take the call and call them back. Yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming and for sharing your experience, and I have no idea how you made so many paintings in such a small amount of time, but we're happy you did.
I was inspired, totally.
Today, my guest has been Pat Winston. She's got a show coming up at Star City Gallery that's called Sleeping with Lions. You have the opening reception on Saturday, February 10th, noon until 3:30, but the show is up through March 31st, so by all means, give them a call if you want to check it out.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming, Pat.
Thank you so much.